rise to that occasion, Lord. Let that faith arise. Let that faith arise. Just let it arise, Lord, and let it stay. Don't let your faith, don't let it go out. Don't let it keep it alive. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you'll stay in the book of Luke, if you were there, my Bible's there for some reason because I had it turned there. Amen. Luke 4, 1 through 14. Say, God has all that I need. He has all that you need. He has all that you need. I made a note. I guess I better read my Bible. Luke 4, 1 through 14. I like this. If Jesus did it, I can do it. Amen. This is after John the Baptist, that's his cousin. They had a meeting in the lake, had a meeting in the river, in the Jordan. And Jesus came to John, and John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, it taketh away the sin of the whole world." Sin, sins, you name it, Jesus took it away. John saw something. Say, saw. He saw something, not with his physical eyes, but with his heart. He saw what God had given him. That for that purpose, John the Baptist was raised up, that he would be the forerunner of Jesus Christ, that would say, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And Jesus came to John to be baptized, and John said, "Lord, I'm not worthy to undo your sandal." But Jesus said, "John, so all righteousness will be revealed. Just do it, John. Just do it, John." Jesus was ready to get on with this mission. He'd been on the earth for 30 years waiting for this time, for his appointed time to be baptized. Jesus was the Word made flesh. Today he was going to be the Word filled with the Holy Ghost and power. So John said, "Yes, sir." Put him down. Put him in the water. And when Jesus came up, he was different. Why? Because the Spirit came down as a dove. The Holy Ghost is not a bird. That's just what they saw. That's what John saw, the Spirit descend, because he'd seen it before. God gave him a vision. It was the appointed time for this vision. See, trained right on time. That was the appointed time. Jesus got baptized with water. That's good. That's for the old man saying, "I'm a new man." Old man is dead, new man coming up, and then the God man. Jesus became anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. He didn't do it anything before then. In other words, he didn't heal nobody. He didn't do no great miracle, but he was getting ready to. Why? Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, either way you want to say it, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Holy Ghost, led by the Spirit, into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days and 40 nights by the devil. And in those days, Jesus ate nothing. He was on a 40-day fast. And afterward, he was hungry. Guys, I get through 6 hours, I'm hungry. 40 days. You're going to be hungry too. And the devil said to him, to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." That was a rhema word. Then the devil said, "Well," he took him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Just like that. And the devil said, "All this authority I'll give to you and the glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I'll give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." And Jesus answered and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." You know what? The devil ain't too smart. Then he brought Jesus to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said, "If you are the Son of God," ain't figured it out by now, "if you are the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written." Now the devil's starting to quote the word. He knows the word, he just don't believe it. He don't like it. So he was created by that word. "For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands shall they bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered the third time and said, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until another time. See, the devil didn't quit. He just was tired. He don't like to hear the word, especially coming out of somebody that believes it. There's a lot of people saying the word, but they don't believe the word. That makes a difference. Because when you believe the word, it'll happen. Because I like what Jesus, if you keep on reading, in verse 14, Jesus got filled with the Holy Ghost and power and went and took it to the devil. And after he was filled, after he left, it said, then Jesus returned, what? In the power. You want power? Let me get back to my notes. I got a few notes. Nothing wrong with power. Nothing wrong with power. We don't need to pray and ask God for more power. Lord, I need more power. Lord, I need more power. No, you don't. We need to stay full of the word and speak and command the devil to leave. See, it's the word of God that's going to bring the power. But it's when you act on the word is when the power is released. See, Jesus, the devil brought him three temptations, and every time Jesus said, it is written. He didn't say what I think. He said, it's written. See, we've got to quit saying what we think or what we think somebody else said the word said. We've got to get in there and find out what the word said. And the word Jesus said is written. And he knew exactly what was written. Why? Because he'd been reading it for 30 years. As his custom was, he went to church. So, we don't need to pray and ask God for more power. We need to use what we have. Speak what the word says. And that word could be, shut up, devil, come out. Sickness, I command you to leave. Pain, you get out of here in the name of Jesus. You fill in the blank. It is written. What's the devil saying to you? You need a word? The Holy Ghost will give you the word. But you got to get it in there so he can get it out. Got to get in there so he can get it out. Peter was a fisherman. He loved to fish. Jesus said, follow me, Peter, I'll make you a fisher of men. Men. See, Peter had caught fish, but he ain't caught no men yet. But that got his attention. Why? Because he's a fisherman. He knows how to catch fish. It got his attention. That was a rhema word that came from the Father to Jesus to Peter. And Peter had ears to hear. Say, ears to hear.
Ears to hear.
I believe you got ears to hear this morning. But what are you going to do with it? You got two ears and one mouth. You got to hear. Faith comes by hearing and then hearing what the rhema says and speak it out. Ankle, be healed. Somebody needs to have their ankle healed. Speak it out. Declare it. Decree it and you'll see it. Declare it. Decree it and you'll see it. I don't care how long it's been, Larry Honeycutt. Your legs are healed. You are a walking testimony of the glory of God. You ain't gotta come to church for it. You go to Jesus. He says you've got it. We love doctors. I thank God for doctors. But in the name of Jesus, you're healed. Father, I thank you, Lord, for complete healing from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. He's not a beggar, he's a believer.
Yes.
And I thank you for the Holy Ghost fire right now. Yes. Filling him and thank you, Jesus. You got it, Larry Honeycutt. It's all on the inside. What you got to do is work it on the outside. That means you get filled with the Holy Ghost and you speak with tongues.
Yes.
You speak tongues to Jesus. You ain't got to speak tongues to the pastor or anybody in this church, but he wants you filled with that Holy Ghost and power.
Yes.
The power comes when you release it out. You release it back to God and God says, now you'll have the fullness. You had the fullness that you've been believing for. Thank you, Jesus. You got it, brother. You got it. Jesus says, you got it. You have it. Why? Because he loves you. He wants you to have it all. But there's laws that we have to work by. Laws of faith. Amen. I didn't know these laws. They can work for you. They can work against you. Because if you don't know about electricity, it can kill you. But once you hang around Leo long enough, he'll keep you safe. Well, Jesus don't want you electrocuted. He don't want the devil stealing your stuff. He wants you blessed. And the more we follow Jesus, the more we will be blessed. If we remember him and do what he says. Sometimes it's shut up. Don't say nothing in the situation. Because by our words shall we be justified, and by our words will be condemned. God's not condemning us. Our words will condemn us if we say the opposite of what Jesus says. So if you're under condemnation, get out. You're not supposed to be under condemnation. You're under grace. Amen. You're under grace. You're under the love. You're under the grace. Get out of that condemnation. I don't care what anybody said to you. Get out of it. Stay out of it in Jesus' name. You can do it. Amen. You can do it. Why? God said you can. You can do all things. That's what he said. That's what Reed just said. I heard in the Spirit say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I heard that from his heart. Why? Because he's got it in there. Amen. That's how Jesus knew how to pray for people, because he heard it coming out of them. Tammy, he heard it coming out of them. And he met them at their faith, a point of contact, and he released his power because the Holy Ghost wasn't in them yet. They had heard the word, they just didn't have no experience with the power yet. I'd been to the church, I'd been in different places, but I didn't know nothing about God and his power. Man, the only power I knew was Duke Power. If you're from Mooresville, that's our energy company, Duke Power. They changed now, it's Duke Energy. Amen. I know Jesus. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He got all the power you need. He'll give you power when you don't have money to turn the lights. He'll send power to you. He can do miracles. Hey, he lit up the desert in the wilderness when they didn't have light. He sent the Holy Ghost and said, stay warm. It's cold out here, Lord. He says, I got you covered. Turn up the heat. We went to eat at Cracker Barrel last night. My wife and Kelsey, they got lost somewhere. I seen somebody I knew. We were ever talking, but I told the waiter, I said, I got table three. I said, you got that fire burning over there? Yes, sir. I said, I won't be by the fire. I won't be where it's warm, Bob. They had, and it was wood. It wasn't gas logs. Cracker Barrel, I said, I want to be by the fire. I don't want to be in darkness. I want to be by his fire, Donnie. I want that fire flowing through me when somebody touches me, just like Peter's shadow, man. They got healed. They got healed. Peter didn't do nothing. He was just walking in it. He was living it. LJ, he was living it. And just his shadow, man, healed. Blindness. I can see. And somebody got up and praised God. I know that. Peter said, it ain't me. You better get up and praise Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's a lot of people supposed to be sitting right here, Larry Mullins. They coming. I'm supposed to be spitting on them right now. They coming. They coming in Jesus' name. Amen. But I'm focused on who's here. Because y'all hungry. Amen. I'm getting ready to go eat somewhere. And they see me coming. I bet they see me. I can tell he's hungry. Let's get him a seat fast. People are to see the glory of God, see Jesus coming in us. When we want to talk about works, that's what we got to do, is I want to do the works. Jesus said, what must I do? He said, believe. Believe. He wants to do the works through Larry Honeycutt. Larry, God sees you laying hands on the sick. Amen. That's every disciple, every believer. Believers, not pastors. Pastors are believers too. But we're talking about the church. Amen, the church. Tammy, I thank you for praise and worship. That was a new song. I hadn't heard that song yet. I like that song. Two of them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It ain't about the songs. It's about her heart to serve God. And it comes out in song. Amen. What's God called you? We need help here. There's all kinds of things God wants to do here. All you got to do is say, hey, Pastor, I got this in my heart. And we'll pray about it. We'll get you going. We'll sign up. We'll put you to work. Amen. But God's not after your work. He's after you. It's not what you can do for him. He just wants you. And out of that comes things that we can do. Amen. I'm happy. You happy? Luke 4, we just read about that. Now let's go to Mark. Thank you, Lord. Somebody set my clock. I thought I had an extra hour this morning. See, spring forward, fall back. See, I'm still falling back. See, we're getting ready to spring forward, right? But I heard somebody say that we're thinking about making it permanent. I'd be okay with a permanent spring forward. I like my daylight in the evening. I got yards to mow, man. I get home. I don't have enough time. Jesus said, while there's light, walk in it. Because there's time coming. It's going to be dark. Jesus was the light of the world. And people couldn't understand and couldn't see him because they were so caught up in darkness. And he was right there. He said, while I'm in the world, man, come to my meetings. Come listen. Man, there was healings going on. He did draw crowds. I'm not here to draw a crowd. God can. And how does it start? By letting him out. And just, we don't have no, how would you say that, Reed? We have birthday Sundays. We don't have messages planned out. We don't do that. We just trust God. And when you trust God, miracles. There's no, how would you say that? I don't need to focus on that. There's no rhyme or reason why we do things. It's just the move of God. I trust God in you to bring your sacrifice. Bring your gifts. Amen. Leslie brought me a gift this morning. I looked on the back. She got some cool shades on. I haven't read this yet. I advertise this. If you want some good word, good teaching, hook up with Leslie. I mean, she's got a work to do. She's got a work to do. She's here to hear the word, and she's searching in her heart, and God's opening up doors for her in Jesus' name. Because she's a woman of the word. Woman of the word. Wow. Wow. Woman of the word. I remember Sherry, when she taught at Spirit of Faith, it was women of worship. They turned to wow. The women's meetings, it was women of worship. I think Sherry came up with that. Women of worship. You turn it upside down, it's mom. She was a mom. But she also was a woman of worship. Amen. Men, to give you something to think about. Jane Leslie McKimmy is a wife, mother, and I'm talking about this lady right here if you don't know her, grandmother and pastor's daughter who has been in ministry for over 35 years. Wow. Woman of worship. She's ordained through Spirit of Faith Ministries and received her associate's degree in theology from Life Christian University, Concord, and she uses the pen name Jane Leslie to honor the wishes of her late mother, Jane Howard. She has witnessed the faithfulness and power of God at work in her own life and is passionate about sharing that good news with others. Leslie resides in Richfield, North Carolina. Rich, I like that. Richfield. You want your field to be rich? Stay in the ministry 35 years. Stay with God 35 years. With her husband, Quentin, and between them, they have raised 6 children and are now enjoying the blessings of 17 grandchildren. Amen? So, you're blessed, Leslie. You give the word, receive the word, and you walk in the fullness of that word. Mark 5, mark this down in your book. Mark 5. I got verse 281. I think that's a typo. Let me get over here and see what I was talking about. Matthew, Mark. Y'all don't laugh at me. I'll tell you to finish preaching this thing. I believe you can do it. Mark 5. That's not a, there's a Mark, ain't there a Ford Mark something? Mark 7, Mustang GT, Mark. Mark, here we go, Link Marking. I wonder if that's what Mark going to drive one day, the Apostle Mark. Mr. Mark here. Mark 5. All right, let me get there. I'm getting there. Verse 281. thank you, Jesus. I'm looking at 28. I think that's where I want to go. You think that's where I went, Tammy? Mm-hmm. I see it. Yep. I heard a mm-hmm. Yeah, she heard from the Lord. But we're going up to verse 23. When Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly. We're in Mark 5, verse 23. Saying, Jairus is coming to Jesus. His daughter's almost, she don't look good, Frankie. And he says, at the point of death, my daughter is. Come and lay your hands on her. He believed in Jesus. And she may be healed. See, he's got faith. If you'll come lay your hands on her, Jesus, she'll be healed. That's he knows the authority that Jesus is operating. He believes. And she will live. That's a good confession. So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now a certain woman, we never know this woman's name, do we? It's just a certain woman. How many women I see in here? Are you a certain woman? A certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. This wasn't a good flow. This was a bad flow. She'd been bleeding. Can't stop the bleeding for 12 years, Vicky. And had suffered many things from physicians. Remember, they're practicing physicians. She had suffered at many practicing physicians at their hands, and it ain't stopping. She spent all of her money and was no better, but rather grew worse. Change doctors. If you're going and you're not getting better, definitely change doctors. Amen. If you're getting worse, and she probably did. And when she heard, say her, she heard about Jesus. What'd she hear? There's miracles. There's healings. Blind eyes are getting their sight. Deaf ears are being opened. She heard about all this. And she's got an issue of blood for 12 years. She heard. And when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched. Reed just did a message last week. What was the name of it, Reed? Touched by Jesus. She came behind him and touched his garment. Here's your key. For she said, Maria, she said. She just didn't say this by happenstance. She said within herself. Have you ever had that within yourself saying? In other words, you're tired and you're sick of being tired. You ever heard it? I'm tired and I'm sick of being tired, but that ain't going to get you healed. It's what Jesus said. Jesus said, be healed. And she heard about Jesus healing people, and she said, I think I'll go get me some, Colette. I think I'm going to go find Jesus, and I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. She knew what that hem represented. It represented the anointing. It represented the power. And Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Amen? So you can have the Holy Ghost, and you're filled with power, but you've got to let it out. And when people come to you, and something comes out of you, that was Jesus. That's what happened. She touched him. She came behind him and touched him. And Jesus, there was a crowd. This is a little crowd. This was a crowd. He didn't have room to move. You ever seen the president when he comes, you know, and you got people in front of him moving people out of the crowd? The disciples were moving people out of the crowd, and somebody touched him. And when she did, Jesus felt something go out of him. And he turned around, and he's looking. Well, Jesus don't know. He don't know everything. He's operating as a man anointed by God. He's looking. What's he looking for? He's looking for faith. He says, somebody touched me. Let me read on here because I get all caught up in this. I'll say it my way. And let's see. Where'd I get to, guys? Verse 20. She had been saying, and she'd kept on saying, she kept on saying until she got there. And she didn't give up. She kept on saying, if I may touch in his clothes, I shall be made well. Whole, well, yeah, amen. Well, whole well. I like whole milk. I've been stuck on 2%, but I like whole milk. That's the real stuff, amen. If God made it, it should be good. When God said he made it good, right? And when he looked, he made Cecil and Cindy, he said, that very good, mankind, very good, man, woman. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I'll be made whole. Immediately, I like immediately. And I like suddenly. Yes. That's is. Immediately and suddenly. There it is. Immediately and suddenly, Frankie, I'm whole. Why? Because you said, I'm not receiving this report. You're whole. You're whole, Frankie. You're whole. Amen. Your blood pressure is good, Frankie. Just thank God when you take the medicine, I'm taking the word. You're whole. Amen. Because you said, this is what the doctor said, this is what I say. Amen. That trumps what the doctor says because Jesus said, I agree. I agree. Amen. Is this okay today? For she said, immediately it left. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Completely healed. She knew it was no more. There was no more pain. Completely gone. And Jesus immediately, there it is. He knew too. Immediately knowing in himself that power, there's that power. That power was supposed to be for God's people. And it is. Keep the devil out and keep God in. That power went out of him. He turned in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said, well, Lord, the multitude's thronging you, and you're asking, who touched you, Lord? Are you beside yourself? I know, Jesus, it's been a long day. We need to get you some rest. No, he says, somebody touched me with faith. Jesus knows what he's talking about. And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling. Now, this is a wrong picture of God that we got to change the vision for people. We should not come to God fearing but believing. Now, it's okay to fear God and have reverence and respect for him and for his people and for his church and for his word. But a lot of people are scared of the Holy Ghost. They're scared of that power. I didn't even know what it was, but I got touched by it, and I'm like, I want more of it. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's to desire spiritual gifts, desire what God has for you. And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him. And guys, I just got this last night, and I just take it. and told him the whole truth. Told him the whole truth. Why is she fearing and trembling? Don't come up here and confess your sins to me. I feel like she went to Jesus and told her, Lord, this all this stuff is happening. I know why it's happening, Lord. I did this. And Jesus, he's like, what'd she tell me all this for? But he let her tell it. She told him the whole truth. That's why she's fearing. She's got an issue of blood. She ain't supposed to be up. I mean, she's unclean. Think of the culture of the day. And Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. There's peace, guys. Stress, don't take it. Peace. She was worried about all this stuff because she knew she was doing all these things that God had probably, all this, it's all my fault. Jesus said, your faith in me, in love, has made you whole. Daughter, go in peace. Forget about everything you just said. You're whole. There's no condemnation. Jesus wanted her to know you are at peace. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. And be healed. See, if she hadn't have got that peace, Leslie, she would have been back in the same church needing that same prayer who knows when. Because it's the peace of God that gives you the rest of God that gives you the victory. Amen. It gives you the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. Jesus said, your faith, Cecil, it's your faith in what Jesus said. That settles it right there. Stay right there. That's solid ground. That's solid ground. I ain't sinking. That's solid ground right there in what Jesus has said. Amen? That's it. That settles it. All other ground is sinking sand. Jesus is the man. Amen? He's good. He's got all the power you need. Hallelujah. Is that all of it? Is that the end of the story? I don't know. I got to go back up here now. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus. I'll just let you guys fill in the blank now. Man, I'm going to give a testimony. There might be some more testimonies in here. Anybody got a testimony? Thank you, Jesus. If not,
Lord's been dealing with me.
Go ahead, sis. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, it's on.
You're fine.
Well, something the Lord has really been dealing with me about lately concerning this power.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all the power we need.
Yes.
But you know where it is? Who in here is born again?
Uh-huh.
Then every bit of that power is on the inside of you and me. We got enough power on the inside of us to raise the dead everywhere we go. And so my grandson said something this past week that it got me really thinking, because he's struggling with his relationship with the Lord. He's been raised in church, but he made a comment. He's not so sure about this stuff anymore because he hasn't seen the power demonstrated. And I see this whole generation of young people coming up that want to go to socialism, because they haven't seen the power of God. And because the church, we keep going to Jesus, getting power for ourselves, but he's already given us the power. And we're supposed to be taking that power everywhere we go and demonstrating it to the world. He said, go. He didn't say, fill up your churches. Now, I believe every one of these seats has a specific person that's supposed to be in it. A person that is like-minded with all of us, so that when we come together, we can build each other up. But, you know, it wouldn't take but one Sunday of us all inviting one person, and it's full. And then our mission would be done. But that mission is not to fill up this building. It is to take this power to where you work, to Walmart, to the parking lot, to anywhere God sends you, and releasing that power and expecting it to do what God said it would do. Whew, I about got to preach on me. Okay, I'm gonna stop.
That's not the power of Sennheiser. That's the power of God Almighty. That's 35 years of spending time with the Word, because her dad is a preacher of the Word, but he didn't used to. Battery charging station. Glory God. Say that again, Bob. What are we?
Just like a battery charging station, like the electric cars, whoop-de-doo. But we are in the battery charging location to go out to the world.
Amen. There you got it. You want to be a hybrid for Jesus? Hybrid, that's battery charged. Amen. Hybrid. Don't hide. Be a hybrid. In other words, take the power. And when you're feeling low, just pull in and get charged back up. See, be being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Being filled. That means staying in the Word, meditating the Word. That ain't being in church, that's being in the Word. And letting the Word be in you. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. See, Jesus don't leave, but I can quit thinking the way He thinks. And then the Bible says, take no thought saying. I'll take a good thought saying. But take no evil thought. What that means worry. No stress, no worry, anxious thought. How do you take it? You take it by saying. When you say it, you took it. But that ain't the end. You can forget it. You can repent. Lord, I don't want it. I repent, and it's gone. But you got to dig it up and bury it. But take no anxious thought. Don't give voice to it. When that negative thought comes, No, I'm not a diabetic. It's been spoken to me. I'm not. Yeah, but my blood sugar shows. I don't care. I'm going to start eating right. I'm going to do my part, but I do not identify with a diabetic. That is the curse, and I will not identify with it. I will not identify with it. I don't care. I don't have to make my profession to my doctor. I make it to the Lord. My profession is I am a child-bought son of the King. The curse is under my feet in Jesus' name. And I'll say it until the day Jesus comes or I get out of here. Amen. I don't care. Body's got to listen. I don't care if it's dragging, Marie. I don't care if my body's dragging. You are healed. You healed. Before she kept saying, I'm healed. And then she went and touched the healer. Amen. You ain't got to go to Jerusalem to touch Jesus. Ain't that right, Leo? He's walking. He's in you. He's on the inside of you. He's a well. The Holy Ghost is a well, but you got to draw out the wells of salvation. You got to draw out that healing. You got to draw out that hope. Amen. 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 Draw it out. Amen.
Blood sugar, you become normal in the name of Jesus. I command yes. you to regulate every system in that
yes,
body.
Lord.
Become
speak.
Normal right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak life into your body.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Amen. Yes. I need more of that. Amen. See, that's the doctor I need. Amen. So I'm still searching. I need a good doctor. I need a faith doctor, the one that says, hey, your blood sugar says, but I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm the patient. and nothing wrong. I love people. You understand what I'm saying? But you have a choice. The words we speak is either life, and words speaking to us is either life or death. I don't want no death words. Death is not your friend. Death is your enemy. And you stay and you keep him out. Philippians 4:8. Amen, if you need that scripture. There it is. Thank you, Leslie. I received that. Because the doctor says, you know, here's the problem. Your pancreas is tired. I heard tired. If I heard it 5 times, I heard it 100 times in that room. And when I got outside, I said, I thank you, Lord. My pancreas is not tired. I had to take those thoughts, and I had to say, that's what the doctor sees. And I know, that's okay. But I'm saying, my pancreas, I don't know how long it's been tired because I didn't know how long I was going having these things. But that's what she's looking for. She's looking for stats. I'm looking for faith. God's looking for faith, so I give him something to work with. And she's going to see. And I'm going to take it up. She's going to see, and then she's looking at my cholesterol levels, Leslie. She's looking at these. I don't know. I guess you've just got good genetics here because these numbers and this number's not lined up. You should have this. I'm like, I'm going to tell you a testimony one day. When you see the numbers that I'm believing for, I'm going to say there's a God that's been coming in here for the last 2 years, and you ain't seen him yet, but there he is. You're looking for the numbers. There he is. And let me tell you, she knows I didn't put my faith out there and told her I'm believing God for certain things. She's going to see God. She's going to see God. Some people got to see to believe. I'm not saying she's not born again or saved, but some people got to see. I don't have to see. I know. And I know whom I have believed. I believe Jesus set me free. I'm not looking at my genetics. I'm not looking at that. You look at that. Man, we got all kind of stuff, don't we? Don't we, Reed? They could go back, what they call it, ancestry. They can go back to your DNA. You don't want to go there. I hear people eating bacon and bacon grease and living to be over 100. What was your testimony? How'd you live so long? I ate bacon. I like bacon. But see, use your brain too, right, guys? But don't get caught up in this world of they tried this, they got this research. Well, God said, if you'll just stick with what God said, he told you that's what would happen. If you forget him and remember not the Lord your God and just go out here and just do whatever you want to do and you wonder why you are the way you are. Leslie's got a good thing about, you know, you are what you eat. I've seen some of the stuff she puts on Facebook. I'm like, Jesus, she got some, that's some discipline to do that. But hey, it's working, ain't it, Leslie?
Eat the food that God created for you to eat, and then you'll be fine. Don't eat the stuff man-made, because he don't know what he's doing.
Amen. he don't know what he's doing.
He ain't got enough sense. He thinks he's smarter than God. So just eat what God did, because he knows what you need.
Amen. See there? Don't make life complicated. We made the gospel complicated. That's what Arthur is going to be teaching about at Hope Church, is he made the gospel. He made preaching complicated. It was like, I haven't prayed long enough, because he was seeing people touched in his church, but he wasn't seeing the results. Now, I think we can all have times like that, but the problem is not God, and it's not what I do or what I've done, but it's what the devil is trying to say, well, this is why, or this is why. Well, tell him to shut up, because that's how, he's a liar anyway. But it's what Jesus has done and accomplished. And I remember my wife, when we were first learning things and experimenting and trying the word instead of trying BC powder. That's what I always took for headaches 3 times a day, a BC. Well, that was before Christ. After Christ, I don't use the BCs anymore. I use the red letter. There's a song out there. Red letters. Jesus said, believe. Speak to that mountain. Speak to that migraine. Speak to that arthritis. I'm speaking to that finger. And I'm speaking to my bunion that's on my foot. So I've been speaking to him. I saw it in the mirror. I didn't like the way it looked. You know, your foot, your toe goes in like that. Speaking to that thing. I'm telling you some of my faults because I want you to know that I'm believing. And I'm believing I'm going to see some things, crooked things, straightened up. Amen? I don't want to go to the doctor and have it broke. Just let Jesus fix it. Amen? What do you believe in God for? Don't have to shout all at once. And this is my story today. I get to stick to it.
What's the title?
Title? Was there a title today? I'll think of something. God might give it to you to give it to me, Reed. So give a testimony of when I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you, because this lady that had the issue of blood, she said, for she said. Now, when me and my wife got introduced to the full gospel, a lady that she was working with at work, she was full gospel. They were ministers. They had a prison ministry. And my wife got saved, and she started inviting them to our house. And I wasn't saved. I was a mean old sinner. I took it out on the wall, punched holes in the wall. I don't want these people coming back. Or put a picture over it. Not good at sheetrock. But then I got born again at my home by myself, and I wanted to go to church. And that's another story. I got filled with the Holy Ghost and power, got set free. Now, I hadn't got filled yet, but I got delivered. West A Church of God, is it West A, right? I always used to call it West C, I think. West A, Reverend Terrence Rose was there. And I experienced the power of God that night. And I was so thankful that God loved me and set me free. Set me free, took my cusser, took my desire, and gave me his desire. To see people, that same touch that I had. I'm like, I had a desire from that night on to see people like Larry and like Jason receive a touch from God and be healed. Not next week, now. It happened to me now. I wasn't expecting that when I went up there. But I was running to Jesus. That was what the tongues interpretation was that night in that service. I ran to Jesus, and Jesus didn't have to run to me. He was right there. And that power was released in the name of Jesus because somebody believed it and released it, and I got it. See, to get something from somebody, you got to believe in what you got. I know who I am. I sung about it this morning. I know who I am. I know who Jesus is. And so me and Sherry, they were trying to get us to receive the baptism, but it was all about what I had to do it. And we got caught up in confusion. And I was straining to speak in tongues. I was doing all these things, and it wasn't working, Marie. It wasn't working. Me and my wife, we couldn't get it to work. Why? Because we were trying to do it. But then I read in the Bible how when they laid hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. And Andrew Womack was coming to Charlotte, Freedom Christian Center. And he'd been coming for years. But what I did, Cecil, I heard Andrew on the radio, and I believed him. He taught me how to get rid of a headache. He said, all you need is the gospel. Take the gospel and speak the headaches. And I started speaking to him, and hey, I wasn't speaking in tongues yet, but I started speaking to that headache, and I believed, and it had to leave. But then I listened to him, and he was talking about speaking in tongues and how he was brought up Baptist, and it took him 2 years to receive. I'm like, Lord, I don't want to wait 2 years. 2 weeks has been long enough. And I found out he was coming to Charlotte. I said, praise God, that's 30 minutes away. So I said, listen, if you listen to anything today, I said, and my wife, I might have told my wife what I said. I said, I'm going to camp meeting. Andrew Womack's going to lay hands on me, and I'm going to speak in tongues. For I said. And when he came that night, I don't know anything else he said in that meeting. I probably do. But I knew when he got done and he called me up there, he was going to lay hands on me and I was going to speak in tongues. That's what I said. And that was back, Donnie, that's when they had the tent and had sawdust on the ground at camp meeting and had metal chairs. And I sat through an hour and a half of teaching, not counting the praise and worship, about 2 hours. When's he going to call for people? When's he going to call? And he called for those to be born. You got to be born again first. No need to speak in tongues if you ain't born again, because that ain't going to be the wrong language, because it's God's gift to man. Amen? It's not a known language. Now, it can be known. There's different. There's tongues. There's an unknown and there's known tongues. And there it was, Cecil. He called for the baptism. I don't know how close I was to the front, but I was down there. You didn't have to beg me to come, because I had said, I'm ready to speak in tongues, because it was in the Bible, and I knew I needed it. God knew I needed it. Wasn't nobody there on that one, Donnie? I better give me some water. Hey, y'all heard me talking about it. We want to talk about a spitting message now. Somebody get healed. But I went down there, the first one on that, I was right there by the speaker. And those speakers are loud. And he was walking around in that, I can see that belt buckle and those cowboy boots and Levi jeans and his Texas twang. Praise God. You come down to get filled with the Holy Ghost. And he just said, now, he just led us. He just, a simple teaching. He says, I'm going to believe. The Bible says, if you ask, you shall receive. And he came down. I don't know if I was first or last. I think I was first. And he just come around there in the name of Jesus. He touched me and I went. All it was that I had said when Andrew Womack touches me, and it wasn't Andrew, it's Christ in him. Mm-hmm. He believed, he received, and you can't give nobody something you don't believe. Now, you can give them unbelief. You don't want to give them that. I had plenty of unbelief. Do this, do that. Works. What I got to do. You just believe. And it's where you set your believing. It's where God's going to connect your receiving to. And I went down speaking in tongues fluently. Like a machine gun, Bob. Pa-pa-pa, komamase. And it wasn't about speaking in tongues. It was then my tongue was yielded to God. And now I could start operating in that power that Leslie's talking about. That's why it's so important. That is like the doorway into all the other things that God has for us, because it's communicating with him. And it's yielding your old unruly member, this tongue, to God. And if you can do that, if you can do the least, you can do the greater. See, don't even think about doing greater works until you trust God with a headache. Amen? Because he don't want people to get out here and get in, why didn't this happen? Or why this or why that? The question is, why haven't you been able to see this manifested? It ain't why God. It's, Lord, why have I not seen this? And that's a good question to ask. He says, sit down, I'll show you. Sit down, I'll teach you. Lord's teaching me things. Amen? And I received that night. And ain't been the same since. Been a little bold and crazy, Elaine. Elaine got that boldness. She's speaking in tongues. You need to practice. Practice those gifts. Work those muscles. Amen. So that you can work out. So you can have the benefit of walking in divine health. Amen. and not just you, seeing others. Thank you, Jesus. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. And it's got better. I've not had the gift operate, and then I've had it operate, and there's a difference. God said to Pharaoh, let my people go. Didn't let them go. All those plagues that came, it did not come on the children of Israel. God said there's a difference between the children of God and the world. There's a difference. We are different. The devil don't want you to think you're different. He wants you to think you just got to, whatever the world is, that's what you got to be. No. You got to set up a standard. David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause when the giant and the devil saying this about you? There's a cause. The cause is Jesus hung on that cross and bled and shed his blood for us so that we could take it to, when he rose from the dead, I rose with him. You rose with him. But we have to declare and decree it. Amen? That's good news. That's gospel. Good news. What do you need this morning? What can I believe? Are you baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues? If not, I can't drag you out of the seat. It's a desire you got to have and you got to seek. But if you made up your mind today, I wouldn't leave this place. If you need it, right now is the time to get it, to operate in it. We're here to agree with you. Anything you need, I'm here to agree with you. Amen? What do you need? Do you need to agree? You need any agreement today? What do you need?
That's it.
What do you need? Is that the title? What do you need? What do you need? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We've already had an ankle manifest. We believe in that. Bob's going to send the word to Jason. We believe he's got it. Is there anything you need? Yes, Kathy. That little twinge. That's right. Yep. And she came up to the altar and got it.
Yes, and not only that, I felt that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Around my ankles, but it went up my legs too.
Amen.
So the Lord didn't just take care of the ankles. He went all the way up too.
And how did I know?
Thank him for that.
Yeah. How do we know? I felt it on my ankle. It doesn't have to be a feeling, but I physically felt the anointing. In other words, what was it? Jesus touched my ankle and said, now release that. Somebody needs their ankles healed. And that's just a knowing. It didn't hurt me. God doesn't hurt you to perform his miracles, the gifts of the Spirit. I just knew there's an anointing there. Somebody needs to receive strength in their ankles. Remember the guy at the gate? Beautiful. He received strength in his ankles. Leaped up, praising God. I think Jason's going to leap up. He might not, but his ankles is blessed. His ankle is whole. Amen, because Jesus said, Peter said, silver and gold, I ain't got, brother. But I got something better than silver and gold. In the name of Jesus. He didn't pray for him. He said, in the name of Jesus, jerked him up out. Arise. Arise, my love. Can I pray with you? Agree with you on anything? Something you've been praying, believing God for? I know this has inspired you because it's inspired me. It's a direct word from the Lord today. You stand. And when you've done all, what do you do, Leslie? You stand. You stand, therefore. Stand, therefore. Stand, therefore. You are in right standing with God. What does that mean? He's standing for you. I'm in right standing with God. Not because of me, because of his covenant with me. That makes me right, righteous. You're righteous. Not your righteousness, you are righteous. God says you're righteous. He made it right. God made it right. If it's tight, it's right. Amen. And Jesus cut that covenant with us, and his blood was shed, not my blood, because my blood had sin in it. Jesus had no sin. That means he cannot come out of that covenant with God. No matter how I mess up, it doesn't matter because Jesus didn't mess it up. That's how I get blessed. That's called grace. That's God's power toward me, toward you. You might think you've messed it up. Don't go there. Get out of that place. Get out of that ditch. Stay out of that ditch. LJ, you're blessed. How's your neck? Is your neck better? Did you have neck issues a couple weeks, one time? Remember you came back to church? You said, I believe you made a statement. Have you got something for me today? Was that pretty much what you said? You remember that?
Yes.
Have you got something?
Yes.
You know who gave it to you? Jesus. Amen? He got something. When you get something, you know it came from God. Nobody can do me like Jesus, the song says. Nobody can do me like Jesus. But guess what? He'll do it again. He'll do it again for you. For anybody, He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Well, if I had that song, I'd sing it. He'll do it again. Is that a praise or is that a testimony? Or is that a prayer request? Amen. Expectation.
He wants us to come expecting to receive. And that's what I just thought inside my spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anytime I really wanted something, I have expected.
You got problems with your shoulders?
I have received.
Any problems with your shoulders? Go ahead, let kick
it. This church, I have received.
Huh? Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Jesus.
Do you know when they're healed? I mean, do you have pain in them? So you
sometimes.
Know, so was you having pain this morning?
Yeah, when I got up.
So like Kathy said, don't expect no more pain, brother.
I'm not.
In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for touching these shoulders. Thank you, Jesus, for touching Donnie right now, Lord. I thank you for his heart of compassion, that, Lord, he honors you. Lord, he's been a blessing to his mother. And the Bible says, with long life, Donnie, will God satisfy you and show you his healing power and show that salvation that's all included. So you just thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for that, a special anointing on these shoulders. Not only the shoulders, Lord, all of his bones. All of his bones. All of his bones. All of his bones. That's going deep, brother. That's going deep into the bones in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You sense that, Leslie? That's coming on over to your side. That's bones. Anybody need bones healed? Hey, I'm... Thank you, Jesus. No more will Rowan have any broke bones. It's my son. No more collarbones broken. No more bones broken. Jesus, not one bone, not one of his bones was broken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Angel's ankle was at one time. You remember? A couple weeks ago, he kind of sprung his ankle. You received that for him, too. I know he's received it, but you emphasize it. A special touch on that ankle. Amen? I knew there was another ankle, but he's healed. But there was a time there that he was just running. I don't know if he twisted it, but he did sprain or hurt his ankle that morning, didn't he? Thank you, Jesus. When you run for Jesus, you don't have to have no pain. Now, when we get older, we'll have some, you know, we'll have some issues, you know, but hey, stand and declare. That's my mountain, Joshua. Caleb, you ready? That's my mountain. I'm old, Lord, but I got a mountain still yet to climb. I'm a mountain climber. Amen? I don't like to climb mountains, but I got to be strong, Lord, to take this gospel to the world, Lord. I've got to get it done. My body's got to cooperate. No more diabetes. No more sugar. High sugar. Amen? Don't leave here if we can't agree with something. Thank you, Jesus.
Pray over our transportation.
Yes. Amen. So, Father, we just, Bob, go ahead. You got that word. Release it to the body. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I've heard so many stories of attacks on our vehicles.
Yep. Come on, Bob.
From not just this fellowship, but everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we just put a stop to it right now.
Yes. Yes.
We know the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus, you said you have come.
Yes.
That we might have life.
Uh-huh.
And have it more abundant.
Yes, Jesus.
Now, we're not looking for a Lamborghini or $80,000 Cadillac.
Yes, Lord.
Chevy or Ford or whatever would do.
Yes.
But we want good transportation.
Amen.
So we declare it this day, no more car
yes,
trouble.
Yes, Jesus.
No more vehicle trouble, no more house trouble.
That's right. Amen. I receive it. I got a vehicle on my way. I need it, brother.
What will you believe?
That's right. According to your faith. That's right. Amen. Don't be expecting bad things. That's right. Expect good things. Good thing. Let this acknowledge every good thing, the Bible says. Acknowledge every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. That's a word for somebody. You have to acknowledge every good thing that's in you in Christ. You give Him the glory. When something good happens to me, I don't get the glory. God gets the glory. You need to acknowledge that. And when you do, God grows bigger on you. Thank you, Bob. God gets bigger on the inside of you. When you acknowledge, when Cecil acknowledges that Cindy cooks good, or does, Cindy grows big on Cecil. Amen. Amen. He blesses her. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who daily loadeth me with his goodness. Amen. Forget not the Lord God. Amen. That's a good word. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand this morning. We'll be dismissed.